Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Today, featuring the return of the singing ants. Boy, they have a good agent.
What a beautiful day to come here to the beach and lie in the sun. Oh, people are surfing and playing volleyball, and up there on the pier, someone's taking pictures of... Hey, it looks like... That's supermodel Heather St. Clair. Garfield, I'm feeling cold chills. Cold chills, Garfield. I must be in love.
You must be in the ocean.
All right, I think we have enough shots for today, Heather.
Oh, he is gorgeous. Oh, I must have him. Oh, Maurice, quick, come look.
Oh, another male has caught your eye? That will make six this week, and it is only Tuesday. Him? That clown? Why, he looks like a cartoonist.
No, not him. Look to the left.
The cat?
Yes, the cat. I must have that cat. I simply must.
But, my dear, what if the man does not wish to part with this cat?
You know me, Maurice. When I want something, I get it.
Heather. Oh. Heather.
Yeah?
John thinks the most beautiful woman on the planet's gonna just walk up to him and ask him to go away with her.
Hello there. I'm Heather St. Clair. Would you like to go away with me?
Well, since I'm already here in Fantasyland, I might as well go ride the Matterhorn bobsleds.
Nice to meet you, Heather. Could you, excuse me for just 1 second?
Yes! Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, Mommy!
Sure, Heather. Let's go someplace.
That's wonderful,
John.
Wonderful, let's go and bring that beautiful cat of yours.
No. Cannot forget my cat.
I distinctly asked for a hamburger.
Come on, Garfield.
Wait, I ordered a burger with everything and I didn't get my tuna fish yet.
What were you saying, Jim?
John, I said, can we go someplace and get better acquainted?
Someplace not moving.
I thought we could fly to my place in the mountains.
Fly?
2 more miles per hour and this thing may take off.
But the airport is back in the other direction.
Yes, but my private plane is over there.
Private plane? I think I just discovered the joys of walking.
Get out of here!
Just think. You and I alone, Jerry.
John.
With your cat, of course.
We're coming, Heather.
I want to ride in the baggage compartment of some other plane.
Sorry, the takeoff was a little rough, guys.
Could we go back and see if I left my stomach on the runway?
Heather, does the ride have to be so turbulent?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ron, but cruising is lesson two. I haven't quite gotten to that lesson yet.
Hasn't gotten to lesson two?
Heather, lesson one wasn't on landing by any chance, was it?
No. Lesson one was takeoffs.
Oh.
I was supposed to study landing yesterday, but I had to have my nails done.
Heather, where are you going?
Besides, who needs to worry about
without landing. Skydiving is so invigorating. Let's go!
I hope you know you just forfeited all your frequent flyer mileage.
Hold on tight. I'll get us down.
Getting down is easy. It's the speed of getting down that concerns me.
Somebody in emergency!
Isn't this the way to live?
Live! That's what I want to do. Live!
Don't tell me you pulled the ripcord and nothing happened.
I pulled the ripcord and nothing happened.
Perhaps you didn't hear my request.
Michael, where are you? Michael, stop kidding around like that. I like my men mature.
Good, because I just put on about 30 years.
We're safe. We're not safe.
Ron, stop kidding around and put your skis on.
I'm not Ron, and I'm not kidding around, and I'm certainly not getting on skis.
Lonnie, dear, won't you do it, please, for me?
Hold on. For this man to allow himself to be sweet-talked into something that dangerous would mean he was the biggest wimp of the century. Where would you like the trophy mailed, wimp?
Isn't this divine, Ronnie?
Johnny, Heather, I don't want to break your heart or my legs, but I don't think you and I belong together.
What?
I don't want to go leaping into anything.
How about that?
Ron, is the cat all right?
I'll take a survey and get back to you.
Heather, this won't work. You're the jet-setter, fly-around-the-world type. And I'm the stay-at-home-and-feed-the-cat type.
But Don...
Ron. John.
Whatever. If you're going to leave me, at least leave me something to remember you by.
Well, what do you want?
Whatever she wants, give it to her and let's go home.
I want your cat.
Oh, sure. You can have... My cat?
His cat?
Heather, I like you a lot, but you can't have my cat.
What do you mean I can't have your cat? That's all I really wanted from you.
Well, Garfield and I, well, we've been together for an awful lot of years.
An awful lot of meals.
You're beautiful and all, and I know you're used to getting whatever you want, but Garfield's my friend, and that friendship is more important to me than... Where'd she go?
Yonder.
Hello there. I'm Heather St. Clair. Would you like to go away with me?
Huh? Well, sure, but...
And bring that beautiful goat of yours.
I just don't get it.
And you never will. But look at the bright side, Arbuckle. At least you're getting dumped by much classier women lately.
Of the story of how Wade became an egg again.
Some of Wade's friends tried to have a surprise birthday party for him, but he ran into the woods to reflect on his lot as a cowardly duck, while in the meantime, Sheldon managed to evade the weasel who was a craving for eggs, and then Sheldon ran into Wade and told him how neat it was to be an egg. A shell out of paper mache is now walking around in it.
Oh, I am a egg. A egg am I. I do not have to worry about bills because I am a egg, and eggs do not have to pay bills. Chores are a problem for you and not I, for I am a egg, and a egg does not do chores.
Pollution's such a bummer, man.
I do not have to worry about the pollution in your world, for I live in my own little world.
Wade, if you're in there, I installed a new emergency alarm in case of trouble. You just pull the chain, and then... Hey, egg, I think your yolk is leaking out. Or maybe it's your brains.
Wade was free from worry.
Or at least, he thought he was.
Ow!
This happened to him a lot. But that's the price you pay, I guess, when you choose not to know what's happening in the world around you.
Ow! You don't even know when you're being stalked by a weasel.
What an egg. That thing's big enough to make a Denver omelet for all of Denver.
That was one problem the duck had.
Wade, I know how timid you are. The way you ran out on your birthday party this morning.
Birthday party! That's right, I forgot today was my birthday.
But Wade, you haven't...
I am no longer afraid of whatever I was afraid of.
He was all excited. So excited about his... excited about his birthday. He was all excited about his birthday, and he rushed over to where the party had been.
I'm here for my birthday party. Everyone yell surprise. Everyone sing off key. Everyone shower me with gifters.
I'm sorry, Wade, but you can't have a birthday party. You're an egg. You haven't been born yet.
What do you mean I haven't been born yet?
And, like, right there, he noticed another disadvantage to being an egg. No birthdays, man.
Still, and yet, 'tis a small price to pay for the safety of being a egg.
Anyway, Orson here figured that since they already had Wade's name on the cake, it shouldn't go to waste.
Make a wish, Wade, and blow out the candles.
Oh, boy, I love making a wish and blowing out the candles. Let's see, wish, so many things I want. Oh, I know.
I don't think it's going to work, Wade. I'll just cut the cake.
Now I wouldn't get my wish, and it's so breezy in here, too.
Where's your mouth, Wade?
It's in here, and the delicious cake is out there.
Wade was starting to realize that when you're an egg, your world is pretty small. And that wasn't the worst of it.
Missed.
Help! Oh, help! Weasel! Help! Cannot anyone hear me?
None of us heard him, man. See, the shell, well, you know, it kind of muffled the sound of him yelling.
But then he got an idea. He'd sound that alarm that I had installed, which was a good idea, except for one teensy problem.
My arms are in here, and the alarm is out there. Oh, what a disaster! What a catastrophe!
What a breakfast!
Oh, help! Oh, serious help!
The weasel's got Wade!
Hey, like, what are we gonna do, man?
Do we still have that old extra long coat around and all those feathers we swept out of the chicken coop?
I think so. Yeah.
Then come on. We gotta find some glue.
Glue?
You don't want me. Think how much cholesterol would be in an egg this size.
Shut up. Where's my cookbook?
It was about then that Wade came to a realization. And boy, it sure took him long enough.
I do not wish to be an egg. I thought I'd make the outside world go away and I'd be safe. But I'm in more trouble than ever. Come on, let me out. I want to be born. Let me out. Oh, let me out.
Here we go. Page 347, Eggs Benedict. Page 348, boiled duck.
You let me go! I am no longer a defenseless egg! I have come out of my shell!
So you're a little overripe. I don't mind.
Where is my egg? Oh, where did my egg go?
Sounds like your mommy's looking for you.
It does?
Your egg's over here, lady. Looks like I'm gonna get two for the price of one.
That didn't sound like mommy.
Here she comes. Another duck for my stew pot. She'll be lunch tomorrow. Oh.
Ooh, what have you done with my baby?
I was just leaving, like forever.
Who are you, big duck? You are not my mommy. Don't you recognize me, sonny?
It's me, Roy.
And me.
And me.
Wade finally got all his birthday presents.
Which was only right since he was finally born. And he doesn't... Wade, I thought you decided you didn't want to be an egg.
True, but I thought I'd give it one more chance. Now that the weasel has been chased far away, there is no one to menace me.
Wow, all that and he still didn't learn his lesson, man.
Well, I guess there's no moral to this story because Wade...
Help! Oh, no! Oh, help!
Come back here, you come back and let me paint you.
Oh, no, stop! Oh, please!
Yes, come back!
Help, please!
Wow, like who was that?
The Easter Bunny.
On a Tuesday morning, I got out of bed. I stumbled to the kitchen and demanded to be fed. Pancakes and sausage usually appeared, but this time the chef was doing something kind of weird.
I didn't have the time to cook a meal for my cat, for something had invaded our domestic habitat. At first I wasn't sure of it, but then I had to know.
The ants we met last season were returning to the show.
John was busy, I went to help myself. I took some bread and got a jar of jelly from the shelf. Making a sandwich can be a lot of fun, but boy is it annoying when your sandwich starts to run. I chased it through the living room, I chased it through the bath. No matter where my sandwich went, I followed every path. I chased it through a neighbor's yard and right into a shed. And there I found a pit bull, so I turned and quickly fled.
Oh, where the ants who married? Well, we have come to steal all your food. When we're around, we have no equal. So open up your freezer and forgive if we intrude.
I thought I'd get them with ant repellent spray. The ants grabbed up the can from me and chased me far away.
I tried to stop them with traps across the floor. The ants came in and picked me up and threw me out the door. We wound up on the outside and we both were very shocked.
I tried to get back in but found the doors had all been locked.
The ants had taken over things, we had nowhere to go. I think the time has come, I said, to call a real pro.
Oh, where the ants who got all that mail? We are here, have so many requests. When we're around, you can't help but fail. And that is why your home is overrun with little pests.
We ran to a phone booth and called around the town.
I wasn't going to take this thing just meekly lying down.
An ad from Crater Pest Control seemed guaranteed to please. It promised he could rid your home of insects, bugs, and fleas.
I called up Mr. Crater and I told him of our tiff. He said he'd grab his gear up and be over in a jiff. I told the cat the good news as I hung up on the phone. And all the time the ants were celebrating home alone.
Oh, where the ants who kicked your butts out? We are here to clean out all your shelves. When we're around, leave chips and nuts out. We'll open up your cabinets and doors and help ourselves.
We waited and waited and sat there in the road. And when we'd almost given up, the bugman finally showed.
My name is Mr. Crater. I'm a bug eliminator and I ain't no second rater. Let's be clear. Each morning I am tested when some new house is infested, and I quickly am requested to appear. When some big rat encroaches, or a locust swarm approaches, or your home is filled with roaches 3 feet high. From here to the equator, everyone knows Mr. Crater. I'm the best exterminator. Pay me now or pay me later. I'm the best exterminator you can buy.
So Mr. Crater was hired for the job.
He headed for the house to face a most unruly mob.
He tried to spray where he thought an ant could lurk.
We told him that we tried that and it really didn't work.
A special powder might get the ants in hand.
The ants all took up skating in a winter wonderland.
Then he attempted to catch them in a flood.
The ants grabbed Mr. Crater and they threw him in the mud.
Oh, where the ants who never get beaten. We came back to liven up your show. When we're around, your food will get eaten. And anything around that we can't eat, we'll take to go.
Crater announced it was time for an attack.
He ran down to his truck and got a robot from the back.
Yours truly, Mr. Crater, is the bold originator of a bug annihilator worlds apart.
It seems a bit exotic,
maybe even idiotic,
but he's truly a robotic work of art. And as I turn on the power, watch the bugs all start to cower. He'll be done in half an hour, smooth as pie. When they see my Terminator, they will run and hop a freighter.
So if you're an insect hater, call your local operator.
Ask for Mr. Leo Crater. He's the best exterminator you can buy. I couldn't wait till he made the robot go. But then I saw he had the robot's power set on low. Knowing exactly how tough the ants could be, I turned the power dial to the maximum degree. It started into blinking and to do whatever else. And that is when I found my paw was caught up in its belt. The robot started for the house and hurried right inside. And guess who found himself along for quite a bumpy ride?
Oh, we're the ants who reign undefeated. We are back, cause people like us all.
Forget the chorus, guys. Let's scram!
My job is done, Crater foolishly intoned.
The ants were gone and so was almost everything we owned.
Just for a moment, I said I wouldn't pay.
But then he was reminded Crater's friend would find a way.
We sat down in the rubble feeling sad and most deprived.
I found a can of cat food that amazingly survived.
I said, look at the rosy future that we have in store.
At least we wouldn't ever see those ants forevermore.
Oh, we're the ants who cannot be killed here. It'll be time for a third ant episode.